What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans, and we are talking about
Pokemon!
Gotta catch them all! So, we've talked a little bit about Pokemon before, but we've never done a fully dedicated Pokemon episode. We are going to talk about everything. Best Pokemon, worst Pokemon, the games, the cards, the movie.
The movie.
Never
the
seen
show.
It.
What?
You have to have seen the movie.
Cubs
oh,
lying.
I probably
He's
did.
Seen it. With Mewtwo? Well,
oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, man. Mew versus
Ash?
Mewtwo.
Trash.
Or spoiler alert.
Oh, we gotta talk about that later. We're not there
yeah.
yet.
Alright, we have to build up to that.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
ready to cry yet.
But I'm trying to remember what my first actual experience with Pokemon was, and I think it was just like an episode of the show was on TV. And
I
don't remember.
Don't remember.
I don't remember the context or why it was happening, but Ash was with Team Rocket, aka Jesse and James, and he was dressed as a girl,
Jesse
and I don't
James.
Remember why. I'm sure there was
Jesse
a reason.
And James?
Jesse and James were great.
Solid
characters, great hair, both of them.
Somehow defying all laws of physics with Jesse's hair.
Yeah. But that was my first ever experience with it. And then it just, I mean, I don't know. It just like ballooned all of a sudden, which I think is pretty much how Pokemon was like in society. Like all of a sudden
oh, yeah.
it was everywhere.
It was yeah. everywhere.
But I remember my first card, or my first holographic card, I should say.
Ooh, who was it?
It was a holographic Hitmonchan.
That's Ooh. Pretty great. That's like
it
a
was.
Pretty great card to have.
It was rare. It had the little star in the corner. Ooh. And yeah, that was, I think, my first ever actual pack of cards. And what a great one to start with.
I remember mine.
Lay it on me.
My first holographic was a Hypno.
Ooh.
Which was not that exciting.
No, because like, Hypno's really creepy.
Hypno
did
is
it have,
super creepy.
Did it have, like it was a premonition that you would be in psychology?
Ooh, probably. Except I don't hypnotize people, but...
Dr. Hypno.
But you could.
Oh, man. Would that be my villain name?
Yep.
But you just said you don't hypnotize people.
But in my
villain... In villain form, you
Yeah,
could.
In villain form, I definitely do. And I think there's going to have to be some fan fiction coming
well,
up.
Oh, I'm ready for Ooh. Some Dr. Hypno fan fiction.
Yeah, but I've been thinking we need to bring that up again.
Yeah, but in this fan fiction, I merge DNA with a Hypno.
How?
How?
Stay tuned.
Oh, I can't wait.
Care, do you remember what your first holographic card was?
I don't. I don't know, but one time when Mom bought us all a pack of cards... And you guys both got holographic. It could even have been our first pack of Pokemon cards. I don't
know.
No, remember.
We had to have been in there already.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you both got a holographic. I did not. And I said thank you all quietly and like dejectedly. And Mom didn't hear me. So when we got back to the house, she's like, "You didn't even say thank you." And I was like, "But I did." And then she felt
oh,
really
man.
Bad. But I was like, "I did. I just didn't get a holographic."
Ouch.
I don't remember. I don't know who my first holographic card was.
But
I saw
cards...
a. Oh, sorry, Lon.
No, go oh, ahead.
Go. I saw like a Pawn Stars once where some dude brought in like 7 like mint Charizard, like holographic
oh.
Charizards.
How do you get 7? Like, where do you even get those from?
I don't remember, but they were, like, legit, like, Well, according to Pawn Stars, like Rick had some guy come and inspect, and the guy was
What's a Charizard?
That's really
like
what
I don't
it
know
was.
Much. He's like, I don't know much about this, but I got a guy who deals in Charizard cards.
And he really did, and the guy was like, yeah, these are legit. And so I think the seller had been asking for something around like 500K or something.
Wow. What'd he get?
Well, so Rick didn't buy them because he was like, I just don't know enough about them to sell them and do what I need to do to make my money. But the appraiser guy said that ask of 500K was like appropriate.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's insane.
That's really insane.
I never had a holographic Charizard. Nope.
But I do have a story, and it reminds me of the Brew Stew episode about the Pokemon cards, because like I have a similar story to what he told. There was a kid
that
I knew.
Shout out to Brew Stew.
Yeah, shout out to Brew Stew, the best. There was a kid I knew when I was in kindergarten, which was like the height of the Pokemon fame. And he told me that he had a holographic Charizard and that he was going to bring it in and give it to me. Well, then
I feel like that was a lie.
The next day, he said he couldn't because he wasn't allowed to take cards to school.
Ooh.
So I think we all know what really
happened.
We all
know that
here.
Kid just didn't have a holographic Charizard.
No.
Oh man, what a liar.
He was a liar.
He was a liar in and kindergarten already.
Dude, liars usually that's where it starts. I mean, think about
no, I didn't eat glue.
Shout out to Mrs. Kwiatkowski, who all of us had for kindergarten. She was probably just like overwhelmed by Pokemon that year because
she's like, what is this?
Everyone was obsessed with it. And I remember at the end of the year, we wrote a book with a giant like construction paper.
Ooh, yeah.
And it was about Pokemon and we drew it and everything. Like that was our big thing.
Does anyone remember Mrs. Kwiatkowski's first name, by the way?
Bonnie.
I'm going to try to find her on Facebook.
Find her on Facebook and be her friend. But there was one time, it was probably at the same time, because I feel like it was in like fourth grade, where everyone had to make a store to sell things.
Ooh.
And,
ooh.
Well, so for side note, mine was amazing with mom's help. I mean, it was all mom's doing. But
shout out to Mommy Johnny.
Mommy Johnny. Oh, man. It was around Mother's Day. And we bought plants and we put them in little styrofoam cups, and that was my store. Ooh. So everyone bought one for their mom. But anyway, at this at this store thing where everyone had to sell it, one guy was selling Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
Had to buy them.
Idea. Was this like actual money?
No, I mean it was like you could exchange it for stuff. Mm. Like they were like tickets, I think. But you got that so much sense at the beginning, and then you could go. And then if you sold stuff, you got tickets, and then you could go buy stuff. So from the other stores.
Cub, I
bought Pokemon cards for sure.
Because you were in like middle school at this point, Cub. How was the Pokemon life there?
How was the scene then?
Oh, it was a scene, man. Jerry. I mean, it was about the same. I mean, all you had were people talking about cards and, you know, bringing cards in and having but also more than that, more the merchandise and figurines and Pokeballs. There was actually an incident.
Please tell the incident.
This was. And I have people who can corroborate this, including Maddie, who is a friend of the show, of course.
Of course.
And this was seventh grade. And, you know, it was at the time where, like, you could go to Burger King or McDonald's and they'd have Happy Meals where you get, like, a Pokeball with something in it, either a figure or cards or, you know, gold-plated cards.
Was it one of those gold-plated? Because those were amazing.
They weren't cards, but...
Yeah, so anyway, people would, like, bring Pokeballs in, and you could kind of store stuff in them if you, like, wanted, really.
You should have stored Pokemon in there, but...
But this one girl chose to store something a little different in the Pokeball. So this was a science class, and this one girl had a Pokeball sitting on the corner of her desk for unknown reasons, first. secondly, also for unknown reasons, the contents of the Pokeball made no sense given the environment or any other logical reason, in that the Pokeball was completely filled with chicken bouillon cubes, like, for like, broth or whatever.
I have so many questions.
So, yeah, the questions are,
Did she eat them?
Yeah, why were there cubes? And also, why was she, like, setting them on her desk? So, the reason everyone knows about codename Chicken Bouillon is because she accidentally knocked the Pokeball off of her desk and subsequently scattered chicken bouillon cubes all over the floor, and then frantically, like, scrambled to pick them. Like, I feel bad looking back, but...
Well, yeah.
You know, but at the time...
But why was there chicken bouillon?
Everyone's like, what the... I'll just censor myself, Lyle, so you don't have to do that later in the editing process. But, yeah, just so bizarre. Anyway...
I just don't understand... Just chicken cubes, like solidified, salty cubes of chicken juice.
And that was it.
I don't know.
So I hope she wasn't like, you know, like that wasn't her lunch or something, like that she would bring that in to eat. Or like, I don't think so, probably, but I don't know. In any case, that's kind of what it was like in middle school. Like, people were bringing in cards and then the figures and Pokeballs. And actually, I remember having me and Maddie would go bowling. We were in seventh grade. We'd go bowling at Green Garden Lanes, and we would have
that,
like, our little,
lit.
We'd have our little, like, Pokemon figurines, like, kind of bowl with us, you know? and I believe Maddie had a Sandshrew figurine.
Oh, I love Sandshrew.
Yeah, classic.
It's
classic.
So cute.
I can't remember if I had any. I'm sure I did, but I really remember the Sandshrew and bowling at Green Garden Lane.
I think, I'm sure we have those, like, gold cards, Pokeballs. Like, I want to find one, and when I'm allowed to go back to work, I'm going to put one on my desk if I can find one.
Please do. Cub,
do you like my Mewtwo?
I also remember, Cub, you had friends in middle school who didn't follow through to high school, so they must just be lost to history.
Yep.
But one of them, like, they were at the house, and I had the Pokédex, like, the awesome, like, electronic. It was so cool. And he wanted to borrow it, and so I allowed it. In exchange, he traded me a promotional Mewtwo card.
Ooh. Mm. Who was this?
I mean, it wasn't...
Did he give it back?
He did.
Oh, good.
So I remember the one friend's name was Ted.
Oh.
Ted Amazon.
And
Ken Steakhouse. Yep, it was him.
You may have to bleep them out.
Uh-oh. But it was him. Somewhere I have a Mewtwo.
He thought it was so cool.
Lyle, you're going to have to bleep them out because there was a falling out once with...
Was it Pokemon related?
It was not. It was basically, there was some incident where, like, they went to Maddie's or something and wanted to, like, go in the pool. And I don't know. I can't remember what happened. But Sammy, who was a lot younger at the time, basically called them, like, the dirty kids or something. And so some, like, pool... some like pool game happened where Sammy proclaimed it was the clean kids versus the dirty kids. So anyway, yeah.
Ouch. Oh, no.
I know.
We might have to give them fake names, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
So when we're done recording, we'll just, like, I don't know, we'll figure something out.
No, Lyle, just do it, like, super, like, Ted.
Like, obvious. Like, just, okay, yeah, that's what I'll do.
To protect their identities. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's
Can I
perfect.
Deviate for just one moment really quick?
Yes.
So this morning, while eating breakfast, C and I threw on one of our favorite shows, just briefly, it's a 20-minute show, but it's Forensic Files on Hulu.
Oh, Forensic Files is great.
And it was a very bizarre case in which essentially the forensics of, like, eating, like, potatoes or eggs helped solve a murder.
Lyle, because, like, you should get in on that.
Yeah, because it was, like, what the guy had for breakfast or something, and it, like, led to pinning down a timeline or something like that.
Whoa.
The other intriguing case was that the guy never ordered onions in his hash browns, yet there were onions in his stomach. So, like, the detective went. And,
like,
so the
where
detective
did these onions
and,
come from?
Well, that's exactly what they did. They went to the chef and watched how he made, like, omelets and stuff.
What?
And there was, like, some transfer of onion from one person's meal when they were, like, you know, chopping it up on the grill or whatever into, like, an omelet.
Oh,
and the detective
man.
Concluded that that's probably how onions got in the guy's stomach. But, and I promise there's a reason for all this. It's because basically, well, actually, there's not really a reason, but... But it made me think of forensics when you were, like, talking about masking over the guys.
Oh, yeah.
But one of my all-time favorite quotes from a forensic-type show occurred this morning when they were describing the murder at the end. The narrator said that the spiked onions, that his meal was spiked with onions, and that's what led to the murder. It's like, no, dude, like an onion accidentally flung in from a spatula in this guy's meal. And the narrator goes, well, this is spiked onions, blah, blah, blah. So funny. Anyway, that was a real turn there, but anyway.
Well, I like it.
So, Pokemon.
Right.
Well, when
Should
you
there
mentioned
be a potato
the figurines,
Pokemon?
There might be at this point. I don't know. Mm. But when you mentioned the figurines
any.
From bowling, if you did have a figurine, you know what it probably would have been?
You
what?
Probably had Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur, true. Which you are not allowed to say still.
I think that was referenced before. Cub's favorite Pokemon was Bulbasaur. Great choice.
Awesome choice.
Oh, yeah.
But at one point, we were not allowed to say Bulbasaur because
I mean,
can't
say
Bulbasaur.
I mean, that's up for debate. Like, there's no evidence.
No, you definitely
that,
said
so.
That. You said that for
well,
sure.
Debatable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my favorite Pokemon, and I will hold to this still, was Butterfree.
Butterfree.
I don't know why. But
hey, Butterfree, no shame in that, man. No shame in that.
Yeah, no, Butterfree is adorable.
Could have been the color combo. Could have been, you know.
It was, like, non-threatening.
Butterfree's awesome. He just, like, could put people to sleep with his powders.
One of the best things in the games is that it's really easy to get a Butterfree, because if you get a Caterpie by level 10, it's a Butterfree.
Yeah.
But there is some debate... about the evolutions, including Butterfree and Venonat. Or no, Venomoth.
What are the debates?
Well,
Butterfree does look like Venonat.
Ooh.
Yes, there's a theory that they got flipped because Venonat has, like, the same eyes and mouth as a Butterfree. Mm. So logically, you would think that was the evolution. Mm. And Venomoth kind of looks like what a Caterpie would look like in butterfly form.
Oh.
Well,
so that's a debate.
You skipped mine.
Well, I had to throw it in there first, but go ahead.
My favorite was Vulpix. It was so cute. It was a little fire fox with six tails. It was adorable. It was one of the ones that Brock always had, too. Like, that mm-hmm. was one of his six, was a Vulpix. I think I had, like, five or six Vulpix cards just because I liked Vulpix and I wanted to have the cards.
Oh, yeah. Vulpix was great.
Like, the Ninetales is cool, too, but, like, Vulpix is just adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But that also leads me to, I prefer fire-type Pokemon. I have a tendency to like the fire-type Pokemon, like Charmander and to Charizard. Ponyta and Rapidash, like, those are super cool. Like, I don't know, I really like fire type.
I don't know what my favorite type, I mean, when I you said fire, I thought of Moltres, which then made me think of Articuno. Ooh. And I do like ice as a type, right? I'm not imagining ice,
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Oh, good, okay. Thought I was losing it there.
But see, if you're going for the evolutions of the original three, I prefer Vaporeon, but otherwise, fire types are my fave.
Well, another cool type, but this is Gen 2, is Steel. Steel is a pretty sweet one.
I like like Psychic.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know you loved one of your favorites. Yeah. Also, Haunter.
Haunter, yeah.
Was one of your later favorites.
Was Haunter
maybe?
Was he... Well, he was Ghost, right?
Yeah, he was a Ghost.
But I think he was also Poison, maybe.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't remember.
Well, if you played Pokemon Go, like I still do, and you're seeing all these new gens, there's some cool ones in the new ones, but, like, I just have a special place for the originals. Like, yeah. But there's been a lot... It's a dragon weekend for the game, so there's so many Dratinis, and Dratini is so cute.
Dratini is cute. I tend to hold the first and second generation pretty equally.
Yeah.
Mostly because my first game was Crystal, which was Gen 2.
Crystal's so good.
It's still one of the greatest games.
Crystal was awesome.
Crystal had, like, a lot of Marils and stuff, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the question. So, did Gen 2, that added more Pokemon, right, beyond the one?
Yeah, there's, like, 100 more.
Okay. So you're saying you're okay with that, or
No, I'm okay with that.
Pure 151 truther or whatever.
No, so here's how it goes for me. I mean, obviously there's the original 151, but I hold Gen 2 pretty much equally. Gen 3 I still like because that was I had Pokemon Sapphire, which was great. And then after that I really don't. I know a couple from Gen 4, but that's about it.
I know all these later ones just through Pokemon Go. Like, things will pop up and I'm like, what's that? But I'm like, oh, I'll still catch it because I like it. But, like, there's a really cool, I don't know if it's Gen 4 or 5 or 6 or whatever, but it's like a lightning zebra. I like that. I like that.
That sounds appealing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's wrong with a lightning, lightning zebra? Like, both of those things are great. But, yeah, there's cool ones in the newer ones, but I don't know, just for how long we only had the 151 and then into the Gen 2, like, those were the Pokemon. Do you remember the posters we had that had stickers?
Yeah.
Like, we all had one?
Yeah.
I feel like Lyle knew all of the 151 by number.
I think he could name them
I did.
All, yeah.
If you'd given me a number, I could tell you what one it was.
Lyle, what's number 74?
I don't remember anymore.
It's Geodude.
I should have had it, like, queued up, but...
Is it?
Yeah, because I have it up right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's Geodude.
Oh, man.
What was Vulpix? Like, 37?
Let's see.
Vulpix. I hope I'm right.
It was an early one. Yeah, 37. Yeah.
Oh!
Nice.
I think Butterfree was 12, because it was a super early one.
Yeah, Butterfree was right after the starters. 12.
Nice. But no, nice. I could, that's what
could
I was like at five, yes.
You could be like, Lyle, what's number 71? And he would just say it.
Yep.
which I 71. Don't know what 71 is.
71 was Victory Bell.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Not a great one.
Not a great one.
All
there's some that you're just like, that's Victory a lame Bell. One. Like, whatever. Some of those, like, what's the Tangela or...
I just kind of like Angela. Wasn't what about Cubone? He was kind of cute.
Oh, Cubone's so cute.
Yeah,
with a sad tail.
But yeah, Cubone wore the skull of its dead mother.
Oh,
but you know what? That just means that every Cubone wore the skull of every dead mother.
Oh, like, man, how does that pretty, work? That's pretty disturbing.
It's not like there's one. There's not one Cubone in the world. There's like
it
how many?
It doesn't really work.
But it's sad. Cubone is really cute.
I just thought of something too. Remember the Pokemon Handbook?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man, that was great. Man.
I remember we had Pokemon. We had books, little binders for our cards. Mine was like red.
Mine was blue. Oh, mine was yellow, I think.
Yeah. And
so
we put
good.
Stickers on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. we probably have those somewhere.
They're probably in the basement.
It was so good.
So here's the question,
like,
then.
Now I just want to collect the cards, but the original cards, not any of these new cards.
No. So here's the question. Worst Pokemon, let's say out of the original 151.
Mr. Mime. I mean, I think it has to be Mr. Mime.
Another
option. Tangela is bad care.
So is Jinx.
Yeah.
Oh, Jinx.
I was
going to
say Jinx because Jinx started out, I think, as black.
They had to change Jinx.
All these creepy, the like,
Jinx
humanoid
is purple
ones.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like any that are similar to humans.
Magmar's
creepy.
Because
you're like,
Magmar? I don't even really remember that.
He had like a fiery butt head.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he did.
I got to Google Magmar.
But I think Mr. Mime was definitely the worst. Jinx is definitely... Jinx
is
definitely like
weird.
Yeah, it has like a circle mouth. Like
it's like a duck.
You know?
Like Birdo.
It is like Birdo.
Yeah, from Mario.
You know who was actually kind of cool? Porygon.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just like this little... Did it float? I don't even know, but it looks like it should float.
It does.
Okay.
Scyther
Porygon's
was also
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah. I don't like Pinsir. Pinsir's kind of... not feeling it.
He had a one hit KO move in Guillotine.
So would you believe it or not? But my wife, it was super into Pokemon.
Oh, I know.
The sea loves Pokemon. Also, well, I don't like. It's weird sometimes when you say that you have a wife.
Yeah,
but I do.
Like,
I know.
Functionally, we know it's true,
we're
but
like,
we
yeah,
just refer
but
to
then
her
you're like,
as sea.
Oh yeah.
Well, so it's funny, like, after one of our first few dates or whatever, she's like, I gotta tell you something, and I was, like, all nervous. It's like, she's like, I like to play Pokemon. I was like, oh, that's cool, me too.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a good thing.
But C has a favorite, believe it or not.
Who's C's favorite?
Gyarados.
Oh, Gyarados, awesome.
Yep.
I mean, that's a great choice. That's like a tough... That Gyarados might be like the toughest.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of the toughest original Pokemon. I would put
well,
him
then...
up with Onix.
Oh, yeah.
It's like tough. Oh.
But then in the Gen 2 games, there was a shiny Gyarados. A red Gyarados.
I got it when I was playing an emulator, because I don't have one. But you can download an emulator for your phone, and you can download copies. It's all legal, of course.
Allegedly.
But, yeah, I caught a shiny Gyarados when I was playing. I was just playing it, like, last year or early this year. I don't know time anymore, so...
I pulled out my DS today. I have Crystal on there, and I might have to go back.
Play
oh,
it.
Oh, definitely.
You have to play it.
Another
you know
game
who we
that
haven't...
was great. Oh, what? Who did we miss?
I was just going to say we haven't even discussed Pikachu.
Oh, well.
Like, who doesn't love Pikachu? Yeah, he might be a little overrated because he was supposed to be, like, your favorite, but I don't know if he was anyone's actual favorite, but I love Pikachu. I had a stuffed Pikachu, and I kind of want to find it and take it to my apartment.
Hmm.
I had a Pikachu stapler, I believe. I had a little, like, 4-pack of, they were, like, office school supplies, and it was the 3 starters and Pikachu. Like, one of them was like a tape roll. I don't remember what the rest were. I think one was a pencil sharpener.
Nice.
So good. But a game that was amazing that we didn't actually have was Pokemon Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Never played.
Oh, you missed out.
Yeah.
I remember one time Maddie slept over, and he had it and brought it, and I was mad that you guys wouldn't let me play.
Oh, man.
Which ended in my nose bleeding. Just, like, I don't know, out of stress or frustration.
What?
Wow, okay.
Anyway, I did get to play eventually.
they're like, wow, your nose is bleeding. Here, have a turn.
Here you go.
Mom probably, like, made you.
Probably.
Oh, but we have not talked about the movie yet.
Oh, wait, no. But I wanna bring up just Pokemon again. I mean, we're talking all about Pokemon, but who would your starter be of the original 3?
Oh, I always
Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle?
Squirtle,
probably
cool.
Charmander.
I would go with Charmander because you would get a Charizard in the end.
I have to go Bulb. Due to my alliance, but
well, I
or allegiance,
so.
but Squirtle's cool. Blastoise is really cool.
I mean, all of them are cool because then like Bulbasaur becomes Venusaur. Like, who doesn't want that?
Yeah, it's like a giant plant dinosaur.
true.
And then in Yellow, you got Pikachu. But the interesting one is that your rival in that got an Eevee.
Yeah, like that's never a starter.
No, that would have been cool though. So, should we talk about the movie?
Yes.
Sure.
The movie. Pokemon, the first movie. A tearjerker if there ever was one.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
So, this was 1999. Again, the height of Pokemon's height. And
yep.
I don't remember. We all saw the movie, but I don't remember. Carrie, I think you saw it first.
I saw it with Aunt Kat. She was taking, because she would take us to see something for our birthday, but I don't remember what we were supposed to see instead, but we couldn't, and she didn't want to see Pokemon, but she went, and it was so good.
Well, because shout out to Cor, because Cor was also a huge Pokemon fan.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think Aunt Kat was a big fan of Pokemon, but we loved it. We should have had Cor on here, but
we should have.
Someday. But I recall we all, I think, went to the movie, like, as a family. Dad for sure fell asleep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I cried.
Understandably so.
Yeah, how could
you not? So, for those who have not seen this glorious movie, spoiler alert. But Ash dies in it.
He died.
He
it
runs...
wasn't so much sad about Ash, but it was Pikachu's reaction.
Well, yeah, so a little context. Mewtwo, who, for those who are somehow unaware, is one of the most powerful Pokemon.
Yes.
And he had a plan to clone all these, like, people's Pokemon for some reason. I don't know if he was going to take over the world. But
no, I think he just wanted his own island where they didn't have to deal with humans. Just be apart from everyone.
But then Mew, who Mewtwo was cloned from somehow, they ended up fighting and Ash ran right in the middle of a Mewtwo-Mew fight. Turned into stone.
He's lucky he didn't explode.
He is. And since he was a stone, Pikachu's attempts to shock him back to consciousness didn't work. Because,
and he was crying.
Because electric types are useless against rock.
Oh, man.
Pikachu was crying, and then all of the Pokemon started crying, plus the clones started crying. They all stopped fighting. Well, plus, they were all crying.
Prior to this death, Brother My Brother by Blessed Union of Souls was playing.
Oh, such man. A good song.
Oh, man.
So good.
So, yes, eventually Ash comes to life by the power of tears.
The Pokemon's tears heal sometimes.
But, I mean, it was just, it was a great movie. Oh, it's yeah. not really that great, but it's great.
Lyle, I bought it. Remember I bought it on eBay, and then we were watching it one day, and Dad came in, and he's like, he's like, how much longer is this? But, and this was just like last year or the year before. Yeah, but Netflix, some studio, did a, I don't know how to describe it. It's more like a 3D version. But they made it, it's pretty much the exact same thing, but it's on Netflix, and I watched it, like, not that long ago, and I was just sitting there in my apartment, just having a good time watching Pokemon, the first movie. It was great.
So good.
It was pretty much identical. There might have been, like, two extra things in there.
There are, like, a million movies, by the way. Like, Pokemon movies.
I just want the OG.
Yeah. What else? What else haven't we talked about with Pokemon? Mm. I feel like we've covered it all.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
We did the games. Pokemon Go was, like, a huge craze when it first started, and, like, people... You would just see people running. I was guilty of this, just running, like, on break at work, because there was, like, a Blastoise or something nearby. But, like, a lot of people don't play it anymore. I still do. But I was mad because somehow I lost my entire game. So it was like, because when did it start? Was it 2 years or 3 years ago? Was it 17 or 18?
It was 16.
16. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in like December, this past December, I lost like 3.5 years worth of my Pokemon Go game, and I had to restart it. Like I could not get back in. That Niantic couldn't help me. Like, restore anything. So I had to start over. But, yeah. It's a fun game. I still play it. Like,
I was just angry when it started because, like, it wasn't true Pokemon to me.
But, Lyle, shouldn't you be inclusive and love all Pokemon things?
Oh, man.
No.
Oh, well. Okay. Okay.
Although I have played it, I have a pseudo Wudo.
Yeah. My current buddy that I walk with is a Suicune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a legendary dog.
Yeah, that was the cover of Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well I'm
let's
Lyle.
Let's go catch them all. I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans.